I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. By the middle of September 1787, delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia were moving toward completing their work. With the finish in sight, an important question arose. By what mechanism was the new Constitution to be ratified and put into effect? There was general agreement that ratification would be contingent on the approval of 9 of the 13 state governments, but what of the existing national government under the Articles of Confederation? Was it to be effectively overthrown with no say in the matter? Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts was having none of it. He protested against
the indecency and pernicious tendency of dissolving in so slight a manner the solemn obligations of the Articles of Confederation. If 9 out of 13 can dissolve the compact, 6 out of 9 will be just as able to dissolve the new one hereafter.
Gerry wanted, in addition to the assent of a majority of the states, a majority vote of the Confederation Congress. James Wilson of Pennsylvania argued that given the chance, the Confederation Congress would debate the document to its death. In the end, it was agreed that the role of the Congress would be to receive the document and transmit it to the states. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.